WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin sheriff is calling out a local news outlet on their ICE reporting. Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billup says inaccurate and misleading claims made in a Channel 9 news story undermines public trust and creates unnecessary fear in the community about how Marathon County deputies handle immigration enforcement practices. While Marathon County does have a 287G agreement with ICE, that only applies to the jail setting. According to a statement from Sheriff Billup, deputies have not and do not request immigration documentation during traffic stops, investigations, or any routine law enforcement interaction. Deputies are neither authorized nor directed to conduct immigration enforcement in the field. You may hear F-35 aircraft after dark this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be doing evening training flights through Thursday. You may see or hear F-35s flying overhead until approximately 7:45 p.m. now through February 12th. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents, but you'll likely still hear them in some areas of central Wisconsin this week. Wood County snowmobile trails are closed starting today because of deteriorating trail conditions. Powers Bluff Ski and Tube Hills are open this weekend, and Dan Vollert of the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department says the hills are in good shape. The multi-use trail is open for cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and biking. Napco Lake County Park multi-use and cross-country ski trails are open, but conditions are deteriorating. Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are also open, but the warmer weather is taking its toll. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WXCO.fm. From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Chris Taylor has won an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, giving liberals a 5-2 majority on the court. It will likely stay that way until at least 2028. Taylor, a former Democratic lawmaker and appeals court judge, beat Maria Lazar in a race that drew far less attention and spending than last year's contest. The result also suggests the state's voters may be in a different mood heading into this year's midterm elections. Rothman is out. The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it is now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized the decision, calling it backroom maneuvering. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to. According to new data, the report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade. While interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keep growing, the study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And nearly 200 Wisconsin students are getting ready to test their civics knowledge in this year's Wisconsin Civics Games. 52 teams from 33 schools will compete, with the top 16 moving on to the state capitol for the championship on May 1st. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. They'll face off tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Dakota at the T-Mobile Arena. It's been 16 years since Wisconsin reached the Frozen Four. Head coach Mike Hastings on letting the players know how important this game will be.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is. You know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Baseball, Brewers and the Red Sox wrapping up their series at Fenway. The Crew losing last night 3-2. The Bucks in Detroit against the Pistons after dropping one last night to the Nets in Brooklyn. 96-90.
You know, I love how we played overall. We had some great ball movement plays. I think we had 20 turnovers, and a lot of them were just unforced. You know, there's a lot of teaching left there.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today will be mostly cloudy with scattered rain likely. Our high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain showers. Could get a little icy toward morning with a low dropping to around 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.